Obviously, investigations are continuing in Beirut, and we'll find out more about the blast in the days and weeks to come. But we've been hearing about the compound ammonium nitrate and thousands of tons of it left on Beirut's docks for years. To find out more, I spoke to Gabriel De Silva, a senior lecturer in chemical engineering at the University of Melbourne.
Ammonium nitrate's a pretty common industrial chemical. So it's typically made as small little white solid pellets called prills, and it has two main uses. So one, it's used as a fertilizer, so it's a really good source of nitrogen for plants, and the other main use of it is in making mining explosives.
So when we look at the situation in Beirut, and obviously investigations are continuing, but what went wrong based on the information that you have at the moment?
Yeah, it looks like almost everything went wrong. So first of all, ammonium nitrate is relatively safe on its own, so it doesn't burn. And to create an explosion from it, you really need to mix it with other things and set it off with another explosive, you know, a smaller explosive device. So if you store ammonium nitrate on its own and away from other flammable materials, we know that it can be relatively safely handled. So it seems like in this case, this is a confiscated shipment. I would imagine that the local authorities are not used to handling ammonium nitrate. They didn't know what to do with it, and they've just kept it for several years in a warehouse.
Would there have been warning signs ahead of this disaster that the substance was decomposing? And I'm not an expert, but I mean, something like an odour, for example?
No, I don't think so. So it's not really that it was decomposing. It was just that it wasn't kept right in a regulated environment. This is not the way that you should ever store ammonium nitrate. And there are also security concerns about people obtaining ammonium nitrates. It is quite tightly regulated because it's a hazardous substance and also because of its security risk. So certainly you wouldn't just find packages of ammonium nitrate lying around in a warehouse in Australia.
I'll ask you about that in a moment, but have we seen similar disasters like this before involving ammonium nitrate?
Yes, we have, unfortunately. So there's been a number of pretty major industrial accidents. So in the 1940s, there was in Texas City an explosion of a ship carrying ammonium nitrate. This was, you know, one of the worst industrial disasters in the United States, but we certainly learnt from that incident what not to do. And as recently as 2015, so there was a massive explosion in Tianjin in China. And again, that was ammonium nitrate. And here it had been stored with other chemicals and some very highly flammable chemicals. So there was nitrocellulose kept near it. And it was the storage of those two things together that led to that explosion. Fortunately, we haven't had a really major industrial incident in Australia. There have been mine site incidents and there have been explosions on trucks carrying ammonium nitrate, but there haven't been any major incidents at the facilities producing or storing ammonium nitrate.
And just concentrating on Beirut for a moment and the aftermath there, look, the footage was extraordinary, a huge explosion, windows smashed from a fair distance away. Are there still risks for people in the city at the moment in terms of the air quality, for example?
One of the problems with this explosion was that, you know, it was a true explosion and it sent out a massive shockwave through the city, and that has shattered a lot of glass, caused a lot of damage, and also caused a lot of injuries. So that's going to have, you know, rocked the infrastructure to the city. Also, the plume of smoke from the explosion itself would be toxic. So it contains nitrogen dioxide as an air pollutant. And there also would be fine particulate matter from the building. So hopefully this is dispersing and we might be able to see this from satellite imagery soon to actually get a handle on the air pollution. But hopefully, you know, hopefully the people in Beirut can stay inside and stay safe over the coming days.
And Ed, let's look at the Australian context for a moment. Is there a lot of ammonium nitrate stored here?
There's a lot of ammonium nitrate used in Australia, so we would use millions of tons a year. Over 90% is in the mining industry. Some of that we make, some of that we import. It's used fairly quickly after we make it because there is such a big market for it, so we don't have it sitting around for years or even for months. But certainly in the production process, it is made and kept on, let's say, you know, thousands of ton levels and different sites. But we would avoid doing that, producing it in cities or storing it within our cities or transporting it through cities.
Okay, so obviously storage isn't a big problem if it's used so quickly, but what safeguards are in place to ensure that we don't see a major incident here?
Well, it's treated as a hazardous good, and there's also security concerns. So there are very strict regulations about how we produce, store and use ammonium nitrate. And I'd feel fairly safe being near an ammonium nitrate plant. I've worked in the lab with ammonium nitrate, and obviously with the right safety precautions, I feel that we're probably on top of that. But it's something that we absolutely need to be aware of and need to maintain.
Indeed. Gabriel De Silva, thanks very much for speaking to The World today.
No problem.
Gabriel De Silva there, a senior lecturer in chemical engineering at the University of Melbourne.